29 Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 1 and 4 to 6. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have dropped, to subdue nations before him, and ungird the loins of kings, to open doors before him that gates may not be closed. For the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name, I surname you, those who do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me there is no God. I gird you, those who do not know me, that man may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The second reading from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brethren, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, for our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. You know what kind of man we robed to be among you for your sake. The gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how to entangle him in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God truthfully, and care for no man, for you do not know regard the position of man. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the money for the tax. And they brought him a coin. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. According to justice, we must render. According to justice, we must render to people what belongs to them. When we pay taxes to governments, we render to them what they are serving us, such as safety, public schools, and transportation, etc. Bad things happen when people violate justice. They want to be served without making contribution, or to get paid without service. In today's gospel, the scribe and Herodian got together to set up a trap for Jesus. They asked him, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" They thought Jesus would have no chance to escape their trap. But Jesus' answer not only surprised them, but also invited them to examine their conscience, because they violated against God and others. The first and the second reading invite us to recognize what belongs to God. Second analysis. The first reading. God does everything to all kinds of people. First point. God chose Cyrus to be his servant. Although Cyrus, the Persian king, was a Gentile, God chose and anointed him. God himself said to Cyrus, "I call you by your name, I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me, there is no God. I gird you, though you do not know me, so that man may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other." There are five times in this passage the prophet used the subject "I" to indicate God's active role. Cyrus was only the one who responded. God also helped him to conquer the Babylon Empire and nation. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, "Whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and ungird the loins of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. The second point. God used King Cyrus for a purpose. That is to set free the Israelites from exile, as he clearly indicated. "For the sake of my servant Jacob, and Israel my chosen." On 587 BC, God used Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, at a rod to punish the Israelites. Nebuchadnezzar conquered the Judean kingdom, destroyed the temple, and took all Judeans to Babylon for exile. After 7 years of purification in Babylon, as Jeremiah recorded, see Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11 and 12, God led the remnant of Israelites to return and to rebuild the temple. This is the reason why God chose Cyrus, the Persian king, to conquer the Babylonian Empire. After the victory, Cyrus signed a decree to set free the Israelites and led them to return to their country to rebuild the temple and their nation. In addition to that, the Persian king returned all the temple properties which Nebuchadnezzar seized and helped them with all necessary means to rebuild the temple. The third point, God used kings as his instrument to accomplish his wills. History showed all power come from God, as repeated in the first reading. There is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. God used the Babylonian king as a rod to punish the Israelites. But when the Israelites repented, God used the Persian king to conquer the Babylonian empire as he broke up that rod. The Babylonian king did not know God's plan, for he thought he conquered the Judean kingdom with his military power. He did what God wanted, though he did not even know him. The Persian king knew his victory came from God, and he did what God commanded him to do. In short, the one who planned and controlled everything is God himself. Second reading, know where your gift comes from and say thanks to the right benefactor. We usually feel angry when someone takes away our hard work at theirs or attribute what is ours to others. But many times we do the same thing to God, either by taking God's grace at our own effort or by attributing it to someone else. St. Paul taught us a valuable lesson. We must render to God what belongs to him. God had prepared everything for the church at Thessalonica. Third point, it is not from the preacher. Though he is the founder of the Thessalonian church, St. Paul did not think it was his work when he saw the community were beautifully developed. He knew God is the author of the result, and he, together with his disciples, thanked God for that. We give thanks to God always for you all, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Second point, it is not from the believers. Like God acted to the king in the first reading, he also repaired everything for the Thessalonians so that they can believe in Christ. Love each other and patiently wait for the second coming of Christ. When one accomplishes these things, he might think it is by his own power and effort. But St. Paul pointed out it is purely God's works through the following steps. First, God chose man out of his compassion. The first step is the deciding step. God chose people, not that they chose him. If God does not choose them, people will be destroyed in their sin. Since God chose people, he repaired the plan of salvation through Christ's incarnation, passion, death, and resurrection. Second step, God continually sent out his preachers. The church is begun with the apostles and disciples, with Christ chose, chained, and sent them out to preach the good news. After that, the chosen apostles and disciples continually selected their disciples, trained, and sent them out to proclaim the good news. The church to all generations continued the tradition of training preachers. St. Paul realized this important fact and questioned, how can people believe in Christ without the preachers? Third step, God sent the Holy Spirit to enlighten people so that they might understand what are preaching. This is also the deciding step. St. Paul explained this beautifully. For our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. The last step, a life of witness of Christ's disciples. When one preaches the good news to people, he preaches not only by word, but also by his life of witness. St. Paul pointed out, you know what kind of man we robed to be among you for your sake. Third, the gospel. Render to God the things that are God's. First point, the Pharisee trap. They went and took counsel how to entangle Jesus in his talk. After that, they sent their disciples to him along with Herodians. Their purpose when sending out the troop of people was to see Jesus by the Herodian if Jesus gave a no answer, and to call a pressure on Jesus by their disciples if Jesus gave a just answer. Beginning with a fake prayer, they asked Jesus, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully and care for no man, for you do not regard the position of man. So tell us, then, what you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? The people were not truthful to themselves. If they were sincere when they praised Jesus, they did not put him to a test. But Jesus saw their wicked intention, so he said to them, why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the money for the tax. And they brought him a coin. If Jesus gave a no answer, the Herodians will see him right away because he told people to disobey the Roman emperor. If Jesus gave a just answer, he would lose the respect from Jewish people because he takes side with the Romans to repress people. To the Pharisees, there is only one God, and they did not think they must pay tax to the Romans and consider tax collectors as public sinners and as Gentiles. Second point, Jesus' way to solve the problem. He asked them, who like that and in reason it is? They said, Caesar. Then he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God things that are God's. With this answer, Jesus wanted to teach them two things. First, they are citizens of worldly kingdom. According to justice, They must pay tax to their government so that the government can serve them. Second, they are citizens of heavenly kingdom. According to Zerti, they must revere God and pay back what belongs to Him. That are time, race, love, protection, etc. Application in life. All authority comes from God, no matter if people know Him or not. God can use a king at His rod to punish people, and broke that rod when He finished using. Our faith is also from God. He chose us, gave us opportunities to hear about Him, and sent the Holy Spirit to help us to understand the truth and to believe in Christ. He also sends preachers to preach the good news to us. We are citizens of both worldly and heaven kingdom. We must discern and find out the answer for the question, what belongs to God? Then we must be prayed to render to Him what belongs to Him. As the citizen of worldly kingdom, we have a duty to make contributions to build up our nation. Amen.